堂听 class.com。
Nothing by Henry Warwick. To the question, what was the greatest invention of the past 2,000 years, I have my own conclusions. Allow me a few moments to digress. Basically, I'm too disengaged and alienated from the dominant cultural paradigm of messianic technology to think that there is a greatest invention of the past 2,000 years.Every single invention has resulted either in misery or a meaningless tangent that renders it fairly useless. I don't see the human race as progressing. I see us evolving and adapting to changing times and events. We're not really better from age to age. We're just different. Would I trade the time in which I live for any other? Never. But would anyone from another time trade for mine? I think not.Take a Northern European medievalist, circa 650. Would he like painless dentistry and potatoes? Surely. Would he give up a world where God reigns supreme and the universe is in complete order down to the finest detail for a world where nothing is certain, where God has been exiled to the sidelines, and where the quantity of human slaughter, poverty, and misery is unparalleled even by medieval standards? I seriously doubt that he would surrender a life of certitude and faith so that he could surf the web and eat processed food off plastic plates. We are all of our time, and while we can dream of other times,We always dream in our own time. I find it striking that Augustus Caesar would find, say, Descartes' life thoroughly comprehensible. He might not approve of the religious convictions, and he might find the clothing rather dear, but he'd recognize the basics. And in terms of almost every single aspect of life, Descartes had more to do with the time of Augustus Caesar than with mine.Transportation, communication, food. All the aspects of daily life for me are things that Descartes would neither understand nor comprehend. It would all be magical to him. And so, too, people several hundred years hence will seem to me. That is why I am not interested in human life extension. I don't think it's a good idea for people to live for 300 years.Imagine if some person like Jefferson Davis was middle-aged now and politically active. I don't think I could hack another 220 years of Jesse Helms or another 180 years of Adolf Hitler. So I don't think it's a good idea to evolve longer-lived people. For all the cool people who would live longer and make great art and discoveries, there would be hundreds of evil idiots rendering life miserable for everyone.And thousands of complacent dopes sitting on their hands waiting for it all to blow over, and all of them living for hundreds of years. Society would implode. When I see an invention, I immediately see its opposite, or worse, its tangent. Plastics is a good example. Make something that will last forever. Nice idea. I can go along with that, but we make it out of something so over...
At a time...By Yulan Mary Ying. My family came to America in 1985. No one spoke a word of English. In school, I was in an English as a second language class with other foreign-born children. My class was so overcrowded that it was impossible for the teacher to teach English properly.
Brilliant. Another example, aluminium.There was a time when aluminium was worth more than gold or platinum. Why? Because it was really hard to make. But today you can go to a hot dog vendor who'll dish you up some instant processed animal fat wrapped in aluminium foil, and you'll eat the hot dog and toss the foil into the trash, and it, too, ends up in the landfill. So, is the post-Iron Age such a great idea? The printing press equals World Weekly News Video equals Barney the Purple Dino. The internal combustion engine equals the stupid useless vehicle. Radium equals Chernobyl. The computer equals Finnish pornography websites. Anesthesia equals facelifts for aging film stars, and so on and on. Even key concepts are of no value. One of my favourites is Pythagoras. He saw the universe as geometric, and we've been spending thousands of years trying to prove him correct, and have yet to do it. None of our systems of abstraction have brought us to the truth, and by definition can't. We look at our past achievements, pyramids, arithmetic, physics, yellow plastic corn forks, and think, yes, the world is understandable, but we have no proof of such. There has been no proof that the universe is comprehensible. We have faith that it is. We're forced to believe that our endeavours and concepts cohere with reality, that the universe is mathematical, that we can understand its workings. For any belief to the contrary, well, there lies the path to madness, usually. I remember a point made in one book. Science has proved one thing, nothing. If only all the rest would follow from that conclusion. Unfortunately, reality is so complex and the mind is so limited that I've been forced to conclude from the evidence that it all will always be beyond our grasp, and that we are lucky to be left with a sense of wonder and awe. Stephen Hawking's ideas will seem antiquated in 200 years. People will look upon Bill Gates as some atavistic Medici in blue jeans. Everything we think and imagine will be superseded and forgotten, or simply forgotten straight away. You may think I'm some sort of thoroughgoing nihilist, but actually I'm not. I want science to keep pushing boundaries and exposing more mystery. I want the human project to continue, albeit with a tenth as many people involved, and I believe that the course of human social evolution is the most critical aspect of our species' development, and always will be. Even the simplest things we do have far-reaching effects, and while not all of them are positive, they all keep the game going somewhere. I just hope I can contribute something worthwhile, something that comes out on the positive side of the balance sheet. If I can do that, then I've done my job here. I realize that that implies a contradiction in my position, but I am capable of living with contradictions. So, what has been the greatest invention of the past 2,000 years? There are none that are greatest. They are all quite brilliant and utterly amazing. They are all long, sharp knives at our throats as we hang on for our dear lives to the edge of a precipice. Of course, such an elevated position affords an excellent view of everything below.